Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, October 8th. You know what that means, One Take Wednesday. I hope that it goes well. Either way, Lord, we know that you are faithful. Our weekly memory verse is Matthew chapter 21, verse 42. This is what it says. Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, a stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This came about from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes." I'm reading our scriptures in the New American Standard Bible this week, and we are continuing on in the historical narrative about Hezekiah as he seeks Isaiah's help today. The king of Assyria has sent one of his leaders over to taunt Jerusalem, and Hezekiah is afraid, but he is himself tearing his clothes, and he is coming before the Lord, and he wants to have the Lord's help. We're going to read about that today. "Now when King Hezekiah heard the report, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and entered the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was in charge of the household, with Shebna the scribe and the elders of the priest, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said to him, 'This is what Hezekiah says: This day is a day of distress, rebuke, and humiliation. For children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to deliver them. Perhaps the Lord your God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to taunt the living God, and will avenge the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, offer a prayer for the remnant that is left.'" So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, "This is what you shall say to your master. This is what the Lord says: Do not be afraid, because the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me, behold, I am going to put a spirit in him, so that he will hear news and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land." Then Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria fighting against Libna, for he had heard that the king had left Lachish. Now he heard them say regarding Tirhakah, king of Cush, "He has come out to fight against you." And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah saying, "This is what you shall say to Hezekiah, king of Judah: Do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you by saying, 'Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria.' Behold, you yourselves have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands, destroying them completely. So will you be saved? Did the gods of the nations which my fathers destroyed save them? Gozan, Haran, Zareph, and the sons of Eden, who were in Telassar. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Shepvara, and of Henna and Eva?" Okay, that's kind of like we're stopping in the middle of the story, but tomorrow we're going to hear more of Hezekiah's prayer to the Lord in response to what Rabshakeh has said. Turning now to Acts chapter 14, we're in verses 8 through 18. Here in this passage, Paul has healed someone, and the people around think that he may be a god, and they begin to try to worship him. And unlike Herod, who takes all the praise of the people, remember that story from last week? Paul says, no, it's not me. I can't claim any power here. And he gives glory to God, the creator of all. In this passage, Paul also mentions general revelation, the way that God sends awareness to all people of who he is. And it says here that he does that through the rains and fruitful seasons, satisfying hearts with food and gladness. I'm so grateful not only for general revelation, but also for God's specific revelation in Jesus. And that is why Paul traveled the world. And that should be the spur in our hearts that helps us to want to speak a good word for Christ. Acts chapter 14, 8 through 18. In Lystra, a man was sitting whose feet were incapacitated. He had been disabled from his mother's womb and had never walked. This man was listening to Paul as he spoke. Paul looked at him intently and saw that he had faith to be made well. And he said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And the man leaped up and began to walk. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they raised their voice, saying in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have become like men and have come down to us." And they began calling Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, since he was the chief speaker. Moreover, the priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates and wanted to offer sacrifice with the crowds. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard about it, they tore their robes and rushed out into the crowd, crying out and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men of the same nature as you, preaching the gospel to you, to turn from these useless things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything that is in them. In past generations, he permitted all the nations to go their own way, yet he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. And even by saying these things, only with difficulty did they restrain the crowds from offering sacrifices to them." Our final passage today is Psalm 87, verses 1 through 3, and this is the privileges of citizenship in Zion. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, city of God, Selah. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I'm so thankful for you. I want us to go back to the memory passage, the idea that Jesus is the chief cornerstone, that first stone, that position by which all other stones are referenced. Jesus Christ is that for us. He is the firm foundation. He is the one on which we stand, as the song says. And our starting point should be to look to Jesus in everything. And so that's my encouragement to you today. What brings you anxiety? Lord, we bring it to you. What causes you to get distracted? Lord, we bring it to you. What sin is hard to overcome? Lord, we just say it in your presence and we ask for your help. And we look to Jesus, the one who was completely willing to give his life so that we could be saved. Will you pray with me? We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can trust you, that you are firmly planted, and that we can plan our lives by being next to you, our firm foundation. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you that you are creator of heaven and earth and sea and everything in them, and that you do give us good general revelation that you've given us rain and fruitful seasons, and you've satisfied our hearts. We, like Hezekiah, are often afraid of all these external sources of worry. And so we draw our attention back to who you are and your power. Please, Lord, help us not to misstep. Help us to have wisdom from on high, and please provide for us, we pray. Bless my brothers and sisters today, whatever they face, Lord. We especially lift up to you those who are sick and in need of healing, those on our prayer list and in our church who have been in the hospital in recent days, and those who may be lonely or afraid. We lift them to you, and we ask your watch care upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.